On this day we celebrate the feast of a very, very ancient saint who was very popular, still is, even in this day and age, Saint Apollinaris. Saint Apollinaris was born probably near Antioch in Syria, and it was there, perhaps, that he met Saint Peter. Now, some authors, but they're not sure about that, so it's not something that we can say correctly or 100% sure, maintain that Saint Apollinaris was one of the 72 disciples. But this is slightly far-fetched. On the other hand, it is certain that he was a disciple of Saint Peter. Saint Peter converted him, ordained him to the priesthood, consecrated him to the episcopacy, and sent him to Italy, where he landed in the area of modern-day, can't even think of the word now, Ravenna. He became the first Archbishop of Ravenna. And there we have many memorials to him, even though that was so, so long ago. He spent there about 27 years as its bishop, not without horrible suffering. The pagans continuously beat him up and broke his face and mouth and all kinds of tortures that they conferred upon him, but he still returned. They could not get rid of him. Till finally, in the year 79 AD, that's how ancient he was finally put to death. He was beaten to death right outside the gates of the city. His body was buried near the wall of the city, and later on it was moved to what would become one of the most famous churches in Christendom, the Church of St. Apollinaris in Ravenna, which has some of the most beautiful and refined mosaics in the world, in particularly, especially so important because they are from so long ago. Now, one of his disciples, who is also commemorated today, St. Laborius, and it was like three generations down, but it was still his disciple, one after the other, because after all, the faith is handed down from person to person to person, was sent to Germany. And there he was sent to convert the area of Westphalia. He didn't have as much success as Apollinaris, because it would take others, like St. Boniface and others, to convert the Germans, the Westphalians and others, to the faith. But he began the whole trend, St. Laborius, whose feast is also today. In addition, in some martyrologies, we celebrate the feast day of another very, very popular saint, very important saint to me in particular, St. Bridget of Sweden. St. Bridget, of course, was a princess from Sweden, and she had several children. Among them was the famous St. Catherine of Sweden, who was a friend of St. Catherine of Siena. They made pilgrimages together, and of course, St. Bridget received many visions from Our Lady and Our Lord, in particular, the wonderful prayers which she has left down to us in honor of the Passion of Christ, which have a lot of promises and powers with them for those who say them. So today is a very blessed day, even though not for many people who are not here. Wednesday has become the new Tuesday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.